So close now was the pain of these memories that Scrooge begged to be released from them. But as he reached out toward the spirit, he found himself in darkness, back in his familiar room. Again, Scrooge sank quickly into sleep, only to be awakened by the stroke of the clock. In the darkness, he noticed an odd light from the next room. Fearfully, he crept to the closed door. But the moment his hand was on the lock, a strange voice called him by name and said, "Come in and know me better, man." Scrooge obeyed. The room Scrooge entered was his own. Yet it looked very different, brightly lit and hung with green leaves of every description. Upon a glorious throne sat a jovial giant. "I am the ghost of Christmas present," said the spirit. And as Scrooge placed his hand on the ghost's garment, Scrooge found himself traveling with his new host quickly across the landscape. Together they witnessed the townspeople preparing for the holiday, gathering in celebration. Ethan